Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Whoa! No, I was like, hey, Day-Day's here.
Hey, Day-Day. You can't hear us.
Yeah.
All right. Sports Radio 92.9. Now I can. Sports Radio 92.9. The game.
It threw me off. I was like, hey, what are you doing here?
Yeah. Working.
Yeah.
Where would he be?
Oh, you know where he? I thought he was.
Oh.
I thought he was in Grindhouse because that's where Dukes and Bell are right now. So make sure you join Dukes and Bell at the Grindhouse off Luckman Street for a special broadcast right after our show. They have special guests, analysis, plus preview the weekend of pro and college ball. That's this Friday, Grindhouse, Luckman Street, Athens.
That's like 35 minutes from right now.
Yes.
Wow.
That's where they'll be at.
Good for them. Good for you, the listener.
Yeah, man.
To listen to them live from Athens.
Damn. Grindhouse Burger Show would hit, hit so.
God, no kidding.
Would hit so hard.
I didn't
right
even
now.
Think about that.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Such a good. I'm starving.
Yeah, man.
That always by this point of the day. But I mean, just nothing. I mean, I'm so hungry by the end of this show.
Do you ever eat?
A little bit. I mean, I always pack something. I'm locked in.
I know.
It's man. Too much. The stuff's all the fire's coming out.
Yeah,
you
dog.
Can't be putting stuff
spit,
in.
Spit hot fire.
Spitting all this fire in the microphone.
Spit hot
fire. I don't want to, you know, back it up or anything like that.
Spit hot fire.
Anyway, we will get to an AMA coming up in about 15 minutes from right now. Phone lines will be open. Funk Friday, obviously huge football weekend ahead. So get your questions ready and get on hold. 404-726-0929. We'll answer all your questions coming up in 15 minutes. But as we always do on Fridays when the Falcons play on Sundays, doesn't it? With how long the bye week felt, and then with the Monday night game, doesn't it feel like this week's gone by like
yes,
that?
It
it's
does.
Like, oh, they're playing
yes.
again?
Yeah,
great.
Man.
And
yeah.
now we're kind of back in the normal routine with the bye week done, which is great.
But yeah.
Falcons 49ers Sunday night football.
You were just telling me that neither quarterback has a injury designation, right?
Yeah, I don't see Purdy
okay,
or Mac Jones on the injury report.
So
for
it
the
looks
49ers.
Like probably Brock Purdy's going to start. Yeah. Looks like George Kittle's probably going to play Bunk.
Mm-hmm.
So they got another one of their playmakers on offense. Stay true to who you are.
Yeah.
Stay true to yourself. I mean, that's the first thing that I have.
Keep showing us.
Yeah, keep showing us who you say you want to be and who you've been in wins.
Amen.
You know, I think that, you know, just being able to run the football, they know it too. You know, so. Buffalo knew it too.
Everybody should.
So. We still haven't got anything on Jake though, right?
No.
Nothing on Jake?
Still questionable
okay.
as far as I can see here. Same thing with Darnell Mooney. Questionable
okay.
with the
right.
hamstring.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think, you know, if that's the case, then just like they tried to do in the second half, they'll help whoever is at that left tackle try to help him out. I think stay true to yourself. Kyle Pitts, question mark.
Interesting. What do you mean?
Can we get him a little bit more involved?
Yeah.
You know, this is a little bit more as far as in the passing game and everything. But he's still, like, I thought last year when he wasn't involved. He got a little lost out there, but he's been locked in.
Yeah, even because last game, I guess, I don't know how many catches he had, two or three or something like that?
He had three, but you remember the one they had to screen to him, and they had it set up, and it slipped and fell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he still, I mean, he still looked the same sort of level of, of locked in, which, again, good, kind of the expectation, but we've seen him not be like that, so it's good to see him be like that. But, yeah, like, if Drake is going to get the lion's share of the targets, which he is, and Darnell Mooney isn't going to play – and I don't know what's going on with Ray-Ray McCloud.
Right.
So, and he hasn't played good when he's played either.
That's right. That's what I'm saying.
That's like, the other thing. But, but like, if that's all true, Kyle Pitts seems like he should get more than three catches.
Yes. Yes. And so, I mean, if that's the case, then this should be the day that, or that Sunday should be the night that they find a way to get him a little bit more involved. See if he gets turnovers. See if you get a turnover as far as where Brock Purdy is, because Brock can get out of messes and stuff now. No telling how injured that toe is. Turf toe is just a lingering type thing.
Put a wounded animal back there with this pass rush.
You got to go.
That's tough.
You got to get him on the ground, force him into doing some stuff that he don't want to do, man. I think that'd be very key. And don't let 23 be your 7. Bijan takes over games.
Mm-hmm.
Christian McCaffrey has the ability to take over games. Mm-hmm. Don't let him.
Yeah, no, I mean that's
they have no shot.
No, if Christian McCaffrey is even like kept it reasonably in check, the Falcons win this game by a touchdown or more.
Right.
I think the only way the 49ers win this game and make it a good game is if Christian McCaffrey does what he can do. Now the thing is he can do that.
Yes.
Like Christian McCaffrey's done it through a lot of teams throughout his career and is healthy right now. He's about all they have healthy on that offense. Because like you said, even the two quarterbacks that aren't designated on the injury list have been banged up. I mean, Purdy's missed a number of games this year with that turf toe. So they're dealing with all kinds of different injuries across the board. They might be the most injured team in the NFL. And somehow Christian McCaffrey, who's been the most injured player in the NFL, is healthy at this point.
Right.
So the key to me is if Bijan plays better than Christian McCaffrey, Falcons are going to win the game.
Okay.
And he probably will because he's playing better than everyone right now. That was the similarity between the 16 team and right now too for me. Like, I know people want to say, is this offense like that, young defense, all that? I don't know. I can't go that far with all that stuff. But the one thing that I know that team had, that this team may have, and I know running backs don't win it, but Bijan Robinson might be the MVP.
Yeah.
Like, Matt Ryan was the MVP in 2016. That was a huge, and a lot goes into someone winning the MVP, and when someone wins the MVP, a lot comes out of that as well. In order for someone to win the MVP, your team has to be really good.
Yeah.
Nobody wins the MVP and misses the playoffs.
No.
I don't think that's ever happened. I think Matt Ryan, honestly, and I don't remember who the other quarterback had the worst record of an MVP winning quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
They're 11-5.
Right.
Like you got to go 13-3, and now it's 13-4, or whatever. But like you got to win a lot of games in order to be in that conversation. So I don't know that they're going to do that. Mm-hmm. I hope that they do. But he's playing like that. He's playing like the MVP of the league.
He is outstanding. He is playing really, really well. And they'll continue to do all the things they've done with him so far this year. Try to find ways to just get the ball in his hands and you know, allow him to make people miss and get him in space and do all those different things. And Michael, when the play is there to be made, you got to make it.
Yeah.
You got to make the throws. You got to make those throws. And
I'd like to see Michael, like when we're talking about week by week progression, right? Like he missed some throws last week.
Yeah, he did.
Obviously, he hit some as well. And the story of the day was what Bijan was doing on the ground in Algier, too. Like to see Michael grow a little bit more comfortable. Like you're talking about this. Arch has talked about it. Just the play's almost there. He's getting rid of it sometimes a little too early.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just a little bit more comfortable. Trust your pass protection a little bit more. Let that route develop and then make the throw. And I think that just comes with comfort. I mean, he's a guy who started 8 games in the NFL, right? It makes sense that sometimes he might rush a little bit.
So he'll rush. He won't see.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like he should have threw a pick. Well, it might not have been a pick 6, but, you know. And that goes back to getting too comfortable with a guy, meaning – okay, Drake's coming on this inside slant. I don't know what's over there, but I'm going to throw it to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go a little bit more through your progression on all those things.
I agree with that, but I also will say, like, if Drake's cooking him, Just throw it to him.
Yeah.
Like Jamar Chase last night.
But the thing about
I'm not saying 23, but like.
He was doing that when he almost threw that.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Don't force it. But like if they can't stop Drake and the Bills couldn't, give it to him. Like,
I agree.
There's no rule that says you can't just feed what's working. Give it to Bijan and throw it to Drake. That, I mean, you know what I mean? Do that.
I know exactly what you're saying. And then don't give the people who are not Falcon fans this phrase right here. I told you. Meaning they can't, they're going to fall on their faces game. Don't let them have that. Don't let them have that. All right. Because that's why when people asked us early in the week, why aren't they talking about the Falcons? They're talking more about what the Bills didn't do. There's a reason why. There's a reason why.
Yeah.
Yeah, so don't go out there to Santa Clara and fall on your damn face.
I will say people have been talking about the Falcons, though. Like the Falcons after that win have gotten more attention and respect than I've seen them get, even last year when they were 6-3.
And everything today that I've heard is that right there.
Yeah.
But the Falcons always.
You know why? Because it's true.
Yes.
None of that is made up.
Everything I've heard today was that right there.
Yeah. But again, like, yes, narratives become narratives because they happen over and over again, right? Like, no one invented that. The Falcons have fallen on their face repeatedly over the last 7 years. Anytime anything's gone good, that great win over Minnesota was followed up by a 30-0 loss to the Carolina Panthers.
Yes.
3 weeks ago.
Yes.
Like, people saying wait and see with the Falcons aren't being haters. They just remember that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you can also win your way out of that as well. The only way to change the narrative is to actually change it, which is beat the Bills on Monday Night Football and then go out to Santa Clara and beat the 49ers on Sunday Night Football.
Yes.
Because you're a better football team
than San Fran, too.
Yes. San Francisco is banged up as they are right now. Yes. I think the Falcons are definitely better.
I like the Falcons 30-20.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Okay. Yeah, sure. I'll take that. I mean, I think I'm with you. Like, I think they got a chance to put up right around 30 every single game. They could have scored 30 against Buffalo. Drake London's toenail doesn't touch out of bounds, and
go.
Parker Romo doesn't kick the ball into the waist of the.
Oh God! Why'd you say his name?
Don't let it come down to that either, because I, you know.
Oh my God!
30-22 is perfect because that's multiple field goals. You know what I mean?
I forgot he was on the team.
Well, and hopefully you forget he's on the team on Sunday night too, because that would mean he just made extra points and you didn't have to rely on him. But yeah, no, I think they go out there and I think they win convincingly like they did on Monday night against Buffalo. I think they come home 4-2 and you keep this momentum going.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.